Okay. My name is Dion Williams Harrison. I am 46 years old. Okay. Today is February 11th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my dad, who is, his name is?
David Williams.
David Williams, who is my father. Yes. And so we are recording in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like as a child?
I was born and raised in Upson County, Georgia, a little place called Yatesville. Grace Chapel Road. As I grew up as a child, we was a farmer's. I was a farmer's son. Okay. We had a nice farm, reared by my mother and my father, sisters and brothers. I had seven siblings. It was seven boys and two girls. That was including me. But anyway, we had a gunshot house.
Just a straight back.
Straight house. Straight through, yeah. Three room. You could look through the front door and out the back door. So we grew up and went to church. We was really into church. My mom was really Christian. My father was Christian. And went to school in the church. Okay. I remember the first day I went to school, cried all day.
You cried
all day. I was 6 years old before you could go to school, and then you start in the first grade.
Cried because you were scared, or because you missed your parents?
Well, I missed my parents and my toys.
No, your toys.
I wanted to be home to play with my toys, and I did okay when my mama took me up to the school, mm-hmm. and introduced me to the teacher, and I thought she was gonna be there all day with me. And then she said, well, I gotta go, and that's when the crying started. And the teacher said, sit down. She tried to calm me down, you know, and I cried and cried, and finally I got over it. And
Did you know any friends there? Did you have any friends that you felt like you could be with?
Sure, my sisters and my brother was there.
Okay.
But I didn't want to be there.
You didn't want to be? Okay. All right. And so what were you like as a child?
Well, we was obedient. We didn't get out of hand. You know, you did what your parents told you. And then when your parents had to be absent for a little while, then the oldest sibling took over. My sister, she would take over like my mother. Mm-hmm. And then we would have to obey her like mama.
Okay.
And if you didn't,
you'd be in trouble.
He was in trouble, right? Yeah.
All right. So tell me a favorite memory about me.
Okay. You was a... I had Dwayne and that son, Terry. Mm-hmm. And you was the only girl. Mm-hmm. And I remember when you was born, I was so happy that I rode over to your aunt's house and told her, oh, I got a girl. That was a favorite moment, you know. I got a girl. I'm telling everybody, I got a girl. Because all I had was boys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Happy to have a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we had good old times, and I enjoyed raising mm-hmm. the kids. And I think my daughter, which is my Dee Dee, my daughter, she would come to me for things, and that would, a mama wouldn't kind of like that. You know, she had trouble with her mama fixing her hair. That's something I can remember, her mama trying to fix her hair, and she didn't like the style. And then she'd go comb it out, and then mama didn't like that at all. So
I was daddy's girl.
Yeah, you was daddy's girl.
All right, so can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Yes, that was, I would say the passing of your mama. Mm-hmm. That was probably the most difficult time in my life.
Most difficult time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were, how old were you?
I don't exactly know, but I was in my 40s. I think she's 40, 43. I think I was about 42.
So you were young.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You were young.
Yeah, that was difficult because I knew I had 3 kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away. That was very difficult.
Hard day. Okay. So what advice would you give to your teenage self? It's like knowing now what you know about life, what would you tell yourself as a teenager?
I would tell myself as a teenager now not to try to experience life too fast.
Yeah.
Not to make mistakes of not getting a good understanding about things, a good education.
Mm-hmm.
And making adult moves before I was really an adult, do anything about life.
So why is that? Was that something like you feel like you made moves too fast, you grew up too fast, and you didn't know enough?
I didn't know enough about adult life. I didn't know enough about responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. Responsibilities is what really I didn't know enough about.
So that was something that just kind of came and you just couldn't go backwards then. You just had to keep going forward.
You just got
to
keep going forward.
Hitting in your face,
right.
And just felt like it was just too late now.
Too late now, yeah. So I did make the best of it, though.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Okay. So can you tell me about the most important lessons that you've learned in your life now?
Yeah, not... That's pretty deep.
Yeah.
I would say your finances is a big drag on your life for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it easy and watch your finances. And
so you feel like you would have wanted to. Do when you say your finances, so you want to like save more money, or you felt like you spent too much money on things that you didn't need, or you just
I spent too much money on things that I didn't need, and I didn't have a mind to invest my money into looking for the future. I wasn't looking for the future. I should have been investing in